This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's a WIP afternoon show. Like Spike and Fritz, why don't we get real dogs?
Yeah.
Why don't we grow up and get a real dog?
We found the first dog that Spike hates.
We are the Frank Farley Service Plaza with Chickies and Pete's for the official kickoff to summer. Pete's going to pay your toll starting now on the AC Expressway all the way up until 5 o'clock. So we are wrapping up debate days as the official Flyer show in Philadelphia, with a huge Flyers debate between Broads and Al Morgani. Broads, do we have you, sir?
Yes, you have me. How are we today?
Oh, we're good. Morgani, you there as well?
I am here, ready to roll.
Oh,
you sound it, buddy.
Yeah. So before we get to it,
yo,
I just want to know, we want you guys to attack each other, even if you have to get personal. Are you ready for that or no?
I don't mind that. It's kind of like the Stanley Cup playoffs. You beat up your brother and you shake hands afterwards, right?
There we go.
Yeah, that's no, good. Absolutely. But I don't respect you within the lines. That's all. You know what I mean?
Whoa.
When we're out there on the ice. This is the thing. I'm going to say all this stuff when he's going out to dinner with Jonesy and Pocket at 4:45. So
you're
just going to sit down and they're going to talk about what I had to say.
Are you saying he's bought and sold by the team?
Say that again, Jack?
Are you saying that Al's bought and sold by the team?
Well, I think he's part of the brass, if you will.
All right. So the debate here is the Flyers' hire of Rick Tocchet a home run hire? So, Broads, you are going to pick a number that is one or two. If you get it correct, you get to decide who goes first. What is the number?
One.
That is incorrect. The number is two. Al, would you like to go first, or would you like Broads to go first?
Oh, I will genuflect to the youth there.
Okay. Broads, your
yes.
opening statement.
All right. Is Rick Tocchet a home run hire? Of course not. It's a single. You can live with a single, but it's about the long ball. We love Schwarbaums in this town. He's just a typical retread. There's a group of second-tier retreads, Alain Vigneault, Peter Laviolette. You know what you're going to get. A few years, and then a nice culture, and then it's time to go to the next guy. But who knows? Since they're best friends with Rick Tocchet, he's probably going to overstay his welcome. He doesn't have an impressive head coaching resume. 2 playoff berths in 9 years. It's safe. There's not much intrigue to this. I know what I'm getting. Just another standard guy who's going to run out of juice after a couple years until they move on to the next one. But hey, let's make our fan base happy and get people back into that barn. And let's get those season tickets rolling. And that's what I'm seeing here. I'm seeing a team that wanted to try and bring life back to the logo. So they're starting to pick up all the old Fly guys again to make people happy.
Wow. Strong. Man. Run of the mill, you call him. All right, Al. I don't know what you're going to do with that, but your opening statement, sir.
Well, it's really cool to follow a glass banger. I mean, really, when you make echo noises like that, just an average coach, he's beloved in the NHL. He has success beyond the NHL, internationally. Canada wins a Four Nation tournament. He's one of the coaches behind the bench. Since he left the Penguins as an assistant coach, the Penguins, with four Hall of Famers, they have won exactly one playoff series, one with four Hall of Famers. The only team they've beaten in the playoffs since Rick Tocchet left as an assistant coach was the Flyers 1 year. That's it, and they haven't made the playoffs the last 3 years. And I like when you say he's just an average coach. Look at the numbers. What you're doing, bros, is what everybody does that has an empty head. They're looking at the notes and not hearing the music. When you try to compare what Rick Tocchet did coaching for organizations like Tampa and Arizona, which basically had Toys R Us as ownership, how are you supposed to do anything? And he still managed to get Arizona into a playoff series and win Coach of the Year last year in Vancouver. And you want to say that NHL coaches are like tees, you just use them and throw them away? That's true. Average length of coach as of right now, today, 1.98 years. Not very good. But he's managed to stay. And he managed to get this job in Philadelphia with other people, not just the NHL, but other people in networks trying to hire him because he's so popular. No, not just with people, with players, with personnel, with front offices. And when you want to look at just an old guy coming back to the Flyers, that's the most ridiculous argument ever. How easy would it have been to go and do something like be really cool and go get a college coach or something? Because the Flyers are doing something different. Wouldn't that have been a lot easier? You know the kickback on this that they have to deal with? If Danny Breer wanted to look like, you know what, I want to calm the fan base, I would just do something different. But no, he went and decided, I'm going to get the best guy. I know there's going to be kickback from guys like Rhodes that think that just because the guy played here 23 years ago, we're going back the old road. No, this was a bold hire.
Wow. Incredibly strong.
Rhodes is in the corner.
Go on, Rhodes
in the corner.
Go, Rhodes.
Well, listen, this is the thing. The Jack Adams thing means diddly nothing to me, considering Torch
has won. Who the hell's Jack Adams?
Jack Adams Award means you're the best coach in the league for a year. Torch has won. Elaine Vigneault, you can go through the list. Everyone has a season here or there where it's nice. But how come all the success when he left Pittsburgh wasn't really generating with some of these other teams? Is it because the franchises, you said, stink? Well, what the hell are the Flyers? They probably stink too.
Have you looked at the rosters? So he doesn't make the playoffs this year. His goalie goes down with injury. You're dealing with an organization right now that's trying to play two things, chess and checkers at the same time. Tocchet gives you a chess look because guys want to come here and play for Rick Tocchet.
Well, I better see that then.
That's the secret. There's the secret sauce right there. Do you think that there's a better chance? I'll ask you point blank, be honest. Is there a better chance that a free agent like Hughes, when he's a free agent, comes to Philadelphia because Tocchet's here?
If the money's right, the money's right. I think it's
No. The money will be more in Vancouver, Edmonton, Calgary. It would be more.
Well, he's not taking less to come play for Rick Tocchet in Philadelphia.
You're not taking less. People go play less for him in Florida and Dallas because of the tax situation.
Well, that's different.
Things happen. No, people want to play for him. Rick Tocchet, when he's known throughout the league as he's like a star whisperer. Geno Malkin
wouldn't get
along with anybody. Malkin goes there and Tocchet turns him into the player that he is now. If you look at Kessel, would play for nobody. It was Tocchet that got him to play. Why do you think TNT so desperately wanted him on their panel? Why do you think he's a spittin' chicklets favorite guy? Because he attracts players and fans. He is a guy that everybody respects, and that includes players. Look, you played the game. You were a lumberjack, right?
Yes.
No, okay, you're there. So you got to know that there's something to a coach that players want to play for. There is absolutely something there. And if this is only a 5-4-year deal, so in the NHL, that's a lifetime. So that's a pretty good bridge to get where you want to go.
So you just said it, though. It's a bridge, right? Because I thought that...
Well, what isn't a bridge? How are you not a bridge?
Who's the only bridge? I want a guy! I want the now and the later! I want both!
Give me the god! Who would you have? Who
well,
would
that's
you,
on them to go
no,
do the
no,
research.
No, no,
I don't
no,
think it's
no,
the guy with
no,
this resume.
No, I want you to tell me who would you were. You know the coaches that were available. Sullivan.
Go
Quenville.
Get David Carl. Make it happen.
David,
give
David,
him the money.
David Carl is not leaving Denver.
Well, you make it happen.
He's made it clear he's not leaving Denver.
Well, then why, how come, why couldn't they get Mike Sullivan? He went to the Rangers the next
Mike
day.
Sullivan,
get in there.
I just told you that Mike Sullivan has won one playoff series since Tockett left.
Well, that's
they
not
haven't made the playoffs in 3 years.
Now you tell me Tockett
and you,
gets
and
all
you
that.
Tell me, you tell me you don't want Tortorella, who's like bound at the hip with Sullivan? They're the same guy.
Well, so are all these guys. That's my point. There's 75 Tockets.
So what are you going to? So your argument is everybody's the same. Let's. What are you going to?
No,
what do you, what do you want to do?
Tier.
Go just hire some pretzel salesman as a coach because it's different.
Maybe it's the NHL. Who knows?
Well, you have no answers. All you have
I
is
do.
Complaints.
Pat Firstweiler. Go
Pat
get some interesting.
You're a college
go get
coach.
Interesting.
So there's been five college coaches to come into the NHL. One of them Hackstall, who came here. The only way
who
for
hired
a co-
him?
The only college. The only way for a college coach, unless it's Herb Brooks, is to go and be an assistant. You look at what's happened here.
He was
you,
an assistant. Firstweiler was an assistant. For the Red Wings,
but right now to come in. Now he's gone back to college. You want to go that way. You're thinking just because it's Rick Tocchet, it's an old school guy. It's not what happened here. This is you're not going to sell tickets with that bald noggin. It ain't happening. That's not happening. They're going to sell tickets with Michkov. This is a guy that works with star players. Crosby, Gretzky, Lemieux, all buddies of his. He knows what makes those players tick. That's why he's here. And he can be a hard ass, but he's a communicator, a good communicator, and that's what makes him different from John Tortorella, who wanted people to come through to his door. Tocchet will go to them. This is a good, solid hire. You just have...
Single.
You just have complaints.
It's a single.
You think this was easy? A single?
A single.
Give me a double then. Give me an A.
Well, is it a hustle double where it's like maybe one of those ones that Bryce stretches, but you hate it?
So why did everybody – why was he like number one on people's
That's
list?
That's a great question. People get it wrong all the time.
Well, people, what you're arguing from a negative.
Man.
You're arguing from it can't – your argument is it can't happen.
No, he's fine. He's fine. But I wanted something where where it moves the needle, where, wow, that's outside the box thinking. That's creative. This is like, meh, another guy. Another guy.
This is not another guy.
And then there's
guy.
500 season ticket holders there to watch his introductory press conference, and I'm supposed to believe this wasn't to tickle the undercarriage of the Flyers faithful.
They did this last time, too. They decided to give season ticket holders an opportunity to come.
We
don't like that.
Steam.
Do you spend $1,000 a month on tickets?
Hell no. But
okay.
I know my dad would, and my dad loves Tocchet.
All right, so your argument is it's wrong that some people like this hire.
Well, I think they know what they were doing. They were hitting a specific
they were not
group
doing this.
Of the
Look,
fan base.
I just told you, played in Vermont. You must be familiar with the French, right?
Sadly.
Okay, so you've got Danny Briere, who's an absolute killer. Yeah, it might look like he's in the seventh grade there, but he's a killer. He'd break your chiclets if you played against him with that stick. So he fires LaPerriere, and that's a good friend of his. And you're telling me this was a feel-good thing for the organization when they just did something like that? So it's obviously just bottom line. That's it. What do we have to do to win?
Fellas, I heard you guys chirping over there, so I just want to make sure we don't overstep our boundaries.
No. I think we're going to call it here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Okay.
Now,
I think, your passion, by the way. I'm very pleasantly surprised with your...
Yeah, because you got cooked.
Yeah, you got your ass kicked.
You got your ass kicked.
You got your ass kicked.
Yeah, you did. That was the old dog breaking out a new trick.
No, you guys are
great job.
You guys are all tough guys.
Bros did a great job.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great job.
For the first time, because we're not involved in the debates, we are going to take a vote of the three of us as to who won this debate between Broads and Al Morcani. Jack, who is your vote?
Al by a million.
Oh, right. Come on.
Ike?
It was not Al by a million. I got to be honest with you. This may have been one of the better debates.
I agree.
All week of debate week.
No, how about that, Al?
Man, and I gotta be honest. Al was pleasantly energetic throughout this debate. But I got to admit, Al, I love you, brother. But Broads, Broads is right, man.
Yes.
Broads is right here. I love the passion coming from Broads.
So
I do.
So my vote is the tiebreaker.
Uh-oh.
You know, so I understand Broads' point here. You know, the Flyers have this history of just going back to old Flyers, and he wanted something, you know, and I'm a guy who likes new, different thinking. I understand it. However, Morcani cooked his ass.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. You had no answers. You had no answers.
That just went on.
You start naming random French people in the middle of it.
Well, that's because you're clueless about puck.
Well, whatever.
Obviously.
You're a glass banger.
Oh, man, this is great.
That's good hockey talk, though.
That was good stuff. Al, are we doing our handshake at center ice right now after a game 7?
We are indeed, and they owe you more time. I don't like this 50 seconds.
Oh, cut them off.
No, you're making sense before.
You tell Skinny, Baldy, and Needy over there. You need more time.
I love it. I love it.
Skinny, Baldy, and Needy.
I'm down 20. Everyone's talking about it.
Oh, man.
All right. Thank you, Al. Thank you, bro.
No worries, guys.
See you, fellas.
Holy moly.
Wow.
That was good, man.
That was outrageous.
Good Flyers passion right there.
Jack, could you post on the for the Twitter question who won that debate? Yeah. I would love to know. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com.
That was good.
That was outrageous.
That, you know what that was? That was like when an older player has a nice throwback performance. Like when Kobe scored 60 in his last game. And they show everyone, like, I'm still the big dog around here.
Yeah.
Like, that was Al to Broads. It was actually an Al. He got out-alphaed by Al.
Well, because you know what? Broads went in thinking, oh, Al's going to, you know, be mild-mannered, doesn't really, you know. And he cooked him. He cooked him. Raji in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Raj?
Hey, man. As someone who doesn't care about the Flyers too much, I'm going to say the winner is Al, because I just got a noise complaint from hearing a Broads voice. You know what I mean? Police knocking on the door, trying to quiet. But nah, man, I really enjoyed debate week, man. I love listening to you guys. Ike, man, I love you, man. You got me listening to you guys a lot. Spike, I love the hoops talk. So
appreciate it, brother.
Wanted to have a but Ike, I wanted to say, I heard earlier this week you mentioning, I think Jack said something about Scottie Scheffler's like the Tim Duncan, and you were like, Tim Duncan's not elite. So I got to have a little mini debate, and I want Spike.
Tim Duncan debate?
Yeah, okay. I want to Spike and Jack's input and to see if I can convince you guys that Tim Duncan's better than Kobe Bryant.
Wow, this is dangerous territory. Yes.
Good luck. All right, Roger, you can have 60 seconds on that. Go ahead.
All right. So, Tim, both won 5 championships. Tim Duncan's got more MVPs, more finals MVPs. One was the catalyst between winning his 3 out of the 5 championships as the best player on the team. Kobe was the best player on his team in 2 of the 5. And Kobe Bryant has a low winning percentage, field goal percentage, as well as the fact that Kobe Bryant missed the playoffs 4 seasons. Tim Duncan's never missed the playoffs in his whole career.
Ike, your thoughts?
That was his argument. Well, he's not going to convince me. Did he convince you all? There's nothing he can say to me that's going to convince me.
I'll be honest with you. Tim Duncan is greater than I give him credit for, but I'm never going to give him credit for it because I just was bored by it. I guess I didn't like the whole Spurs run, so I don't know what to say in that. I would almost always rather watch Kobe Bryant than Tim Duncan. And it's just really hard for me. Most big men, it's just hard to rank them against
with a guard.
Yeah.
Wings, see, to me, Tim Duncan was a little bit like Bill Russell. So I look at Bill Russell and I say Bill Russell was a great team player and he had great teammates, right? Playing a great system. Just let me finish.
All right.
I'm not taking away from Tim Duncan's greatness, but Tim Duncan never shouldered the load that Kobe Bryant shouldered as a franchise player. He just didn't. His position didn't call for him to. He never averaged more than 21 points, I believe. Like, his position just didn't call for him to do that, so much so when his offensive skills diminished the last 5 or 6 years of his career, he was able to still win by just being a piece of the puzzle. When Kawhi Leonard was the best player, when Tony Parker was the best player, when Manu Ginobili was the best player, like Tim Duncan's last 5 or 6 years, all he had to do was be a defensive player. Right? Like that's and San Antonio is a great system. He had great teammates around him. He was the focal point of it. He was a great player. I'm not even bringing up the head-to-head matchup in the playoffs that Kobe has a 4-2 advantage over Tim Duncan.
I agree.
In the playoffs.
But I want to say Tim Duncan never had a top 10 player long
He had
time.
David like, Robinson.
Old David Robinson. He's not top 10. He's not even
old
top
David 20, Robinson. In 99, David Robinson was old?
He's not a top 10, top 20 player.
That's not Kobe's fault. I'm just telling you that Tim Duncan had great players around him.
I agree. I think Kobe did too. But Paul Gasol.
Sure,
they
did.
But my thing is, I think Phil Jackson and Popovich, you know, Phil won without Kobe, won with Jordan. Popovich will never win a championship without Tim Duncan. He never won before, and he's not going to win after. And my thing
What if I tell you that Tim Duncan himself said Kobe Bryant was the better player?
Well, I think he's more talented. I think it goes back to you guys were talking really good about the quarterback. I think it's like you can be a talented player and make the Hall of Fame like Aaron Rodgers, but you can also be a winner like Troy Aikman and be a catalyst. So, like, I think it's the same. I just want you to know, like, I respect your opinion, and I think both these players are top 10 all time.
Of course, I agree with you. Okay. Yes. Oh, yeah. Right, no, cool. No doubt. I think Tim Duncan's the greatest power forward ever. And I would have Tim Duncan.
Where would you guys have him?
I can't put him in front of Shaq because he was never the offensive player that Shaq was. Right? He was never the dominant player.
No, he just did it much longer.
Yeah, he just did it much longer. Yeah.
And made his teammates better, but yeah.
Sure, no doubt.
Raji, for next question day, you got a best or worst thing about summer?
Yeah, man. The only reason why I like summer is I don't have to stress about baseball until the fall.
That's one of us.
If I were to ask you, Spike, not you, Fritz, I could throw you in there.
Nah, don't worry.
No, you consider yourself a basketball person, too.
He's a basketballsman.
So, in my top 10, if I'm trying to get Steph into my top 10.
Yep. All right, so we have in there. Are we going to start from the beginning? No, go ahead. I'm sorry, finish.
So we probably have the same 10 in there. Like, I got Jordan, Kobe, Magic, Kareem, LeBron, Shaq.
Bird,
Russell, Elijah Wan, Tim Duncan.
So that's 10.
Yeah. So I want to put Steph in there.
I would take Elijah Wan.
Yeah, I'd take Elijah Wan out.
You're going Elijah Wan out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Elijah Wan was great, but
if you're talking about all this stuff, against those great players,
he wasn't great for like Steph,
as long.
Steph having the number of championships he has as the best player, and then Elijah Wan only having two, and having them, by the way,
when Jordan was
gone, like I you know, okay. I just, that's what I would
say. So I'll take Elijah Wan out.
Yeah.
How's that make you feel? We get another big man out
good.
Of
well,
top 10.
Can I tell you, if Steph had just, if that team, if he hadn't gotten hurt, and maybe and they, that maybe yeah. they win, then you could take a different guy out.
Who?
No one's doing
Who'd
that.
Who'd you take out? You can't take LeBron.
No, you can't.
Oh, can't I? Oh, can't I? I give credit to Raji, by the way. Him coming at you with a Kobe
I wasn't even expecting
yep,
that, yes.
Yep. That's what the debate days are all about, baby. Coming up next, now this could be a week where the belt could change hands.
Yep.
You know, there's been a lot of fighting on the station, and belt is currently held by Elliot Shore Parks because of his Ace Bailey take for last week. So we'll see if Elliot was able to keep the belt or if it has been awarded. And I will say this, the results of the belt voting have been kept from me, so I do not know who has the belt. A lot of times I'll go into this knowing I do not know. That is coming up next.
Get a stronger umbrella.
Come on.
The pink umbrella.
What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing, Tucker? We are at the Farley Service Plaza with Chickies and Pete's for Free Toll Friday. They kick off to summer. Pete paying your tolls all the way up until 5 o'clock. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.